A team of journalism students at Indiana University have recently published a series of stories documenting issues with the state's campaign finance reporting system. News director Joe Crawford spoke with two of the reporters for today's WFHB Community Report.
For WFHB, I'm Joe Crawford. I'm speaking today with Leah Carter and James Benedict. They're both students in an investigative reporting class at the IU Media School. They, along with two other reporters, Madison Hogan and Paige Ferguson, have done some in-depth reporting on the state of Indiana's campaign finance reporting system. That is, of course, the system we use to keep track of who's giving how much to which candidates at which times to influence the political process. In an article that was published recently in the Journal Gazette in Fort Wayne, as well as other locations around the state, they demonstrated the simple strategies that companies use to get around the laws that are theoretically supposed to limit companies' influences. And as a striking example, they discuss a company that has contracts to operate two prison facilities in Indiana, and that company is contributing quite a lot of money to state lawmakers, ostensibly to influence our policies. So, Leah and James, can you just tell us what you found in this story?
Yeah, well, we found that GEO is actually given over $90,000 in the last
GEO group, which is this private prison company.
Yeah, to different politicians throughout Indiana. And one of the problems we actually have with tracking finance, campaign finance across the board, across all corporations, is the fact that subsidiaries and PACs, which corporations can own, can also give money in Indiana. So essentially, a company can buy other companies or set up these PACs, and then they just increase the amount of money they can give over and over. The other thing we found is that there was a lot of variation in how they would even list their name in the records. So we found over 10 different variations of just the GEO group. That doesn't include any of those PACs or subsidiaries or anything that. So really, when it's all told, there are, you know, tens and tens of these different organizations that can give money, even though it's really just one organization.
And they're represented that way in this campaign finance reporting system, right? Which any individual can find. If you go to the Secretary of State's website, I don't know if other people do this, but you can just go check out if your neighbor gave money, or like if some company you know of gave money, or any candidate that you're interested in, you can go to the Secretary of State's website and theoretically find out who's funding their campaigns. But what you're saying is that there are glitches, I suppose, mm-hmm. in this system, both in the actual software itself that allows a company to be represented by multiple names, as well as in the larger system in which subsidiaries of companies are able to give money independently, even though they're theoretically a part of the same group. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that is. In theory, the Secretary of State's website was supposed to be a place where anyone can go and actually just look up very directly who gave money to who. But what ends up happening is you have a whole bunch of different problems with how they enter in that data, or how they fill in those forms, and it leads to a lot of variation, which means you can't really aggregate that very easily. So it took us months to figure this out. I would highly doubt that any individual person could just go out and see how much a company's giving right now. I don't think it's in that state yet.
Leah, how did you start doing this project? How did you come up with this idea? And can you describe also how the reporting worked? You talked about doing this for months, but how did that work?
Well, we were particularly interested in the GEO group's campaign contributions here because the state of Indiana is actually going in the opposite trend of what most states are doing, which is a lot of states are actually deprivatizing a lot of their prisons now because they're finding that it is not as cost effective as it's been pitched by the private prison corporations, and they're also finding a number of human rights violations, significantly more so than state-run prisons. However, they're consistently building more private prisons and expanding here in Indiana. So we wanted to look at why. And GEO has been one of Mike Pence's top corporate campaign contributors.
Yeah, actually in 2016, GEO and their subsidiaries gave $25,000 to Mike Pence. Now, of that, only a fifth of it was actually from the company itself. The other $20,000 were from their PACs and their subsidiaries. So, I mean, that's it's a really good example of showing how, of all the money that originated from GEO as an organization, officially only $5,000 of their $25,000 was listed to them. Another classic example we found that wasn't GEO was this organization that wasn't listed as a corporation. It was listed as a charitable organization called Vision Concepts. But it shares the same CEO and the same address as Monarch Beverages, which is one of the biggest beverage distributors in Indiana. Now, since 2002, it should be that, you know, the Monarch Beverages should only have been able to give $22,000 a year. But since 2002, they've given $1.5 million. So, these things, that you might think that they're just a small little error, a clerical error, but they can literally add up to hundreds of thousands of dollars in differences.
And so how did this reporting work? Where did you start with this reporting project?
Well, we started by speaking with Julia Vaughn of Common Cause, which is an investigative reporting organization, and also speaking with various activists around the state. Mm-hmm. And it was also a lot of tedious number digging before even, you know, pulling up all of the hard data. We were looking at sites like Follow the Money. And
so I'm curious to know, what was the most surprising element of this story to each of you as you did this reporting? What did you find most surprising?
One of the things I found surprising was that this is technically supposed to be a regulatory body, but I found a ton of super simple, like filtering an Excel sheet from top to bottom, like the biggest to smallest amount, of just clear violations of the law. And the fact that none of those things have really been enforced, I thought was really shocking. Because I understand when it's like something that takes, you know, a month of extra time to clean and analyze, really adding that thing together might not be something you can enforce right away. But there were some violations that I honestly don't think anyone's looking at these.
For me, it was also the possible appearance of a pay-to-play type of system. So the District 54 representative, Thomas Saunders, has received thousands of dollars over the years from the GEO group. He's also the district representative of the Newcastle Correctional Facility, or where the Newcastle Correctional Facility is located. And they had one pretty large expansion contract. It was $1 million contract, 500-bed expansion, which was signed very shortly after he received a few thousand dollars from them as a campaign donation.
Is there anything else, any other elements of this story that you would like to discuss? Anything that we've missed?
Going back to our biggest example, which was GEO, if they're not familiar with how private prisons are profitable, when the state or county signs a contract with one of these prison corporations, they're also then committing to paying for a certain number of beds. So a good example of that is the Marion County Jail, which is owned by the Corrections Corporation of America. They actually have to pay for 80% of those beds to be filled. So there is a huge amount of profit whether those beds are filled or not for these corporations, and thus incentive to continue marketing to states.
I've been speaking with Leah Carter and James Benedict. They both were co-authors on an article that ran in the Journal Gazette in Fort Wayne, as well as some other outlets around the state, looking at Indiana's campaign finance reporting system. Thanks to both of you for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks.